Track temperature is 41 here at Manicure. We've had a text. Keep them coming at 4040. It's from Scott in Norwich. He says, can you say hi to all the guys over at Side Post, Side Podcast? I can already say it. Side Podcast.
Welcome to Side Podcast.
Hello everyone, we're at Autosport International 2008. It's our second day here and we're very tired, so we've retired to the restaurant for a nice cup of tea. And I think I'm in a good position to sum it up right now. Less girls than last year, but more Formula One stuff. It's been a contrast. There's a new rule for this year where you won't get an engine penalty for the first time your engine blows up.
What a ridiculous concept. Explain this to me.
Well, I didn't understand it to start with because it's so pointless that I couldn't actually figure it out.
You couldn't believe it was a real rule.
Exactly. Well, it was on the way back and I was hungry and I needed a drink, so we thought we'd stop in this pub. And it just so happens that it's Mark Webber's pub. So if we go to more events this year, it's going to be excellent.
And it's really cheap, it works really well, and it's been a pretty successful experiment, wouldn't you say?
Well, I've certainly had a successful day. I've swallowed Mark Webber. We're going to do our annual tradition of going through the entry list and saying who's going to be good and who's going to be rubbish.
This is the second time we've ever done this, so hardly an annual tradition.
Come on! Brings me down, because I thought with the personnel changes, the focus would be less on Massa.
I think the fact that Kimi took the championship last year means that's inevitable.
I like Sebastian Vettel and I hope he does well. He seemed to blow a bit hot and cold last year, sometimes good, sometimes terrible. So perhaps some consistency is all we can ask for this year. Lewis Hamilton, obviously a talented young man, but I wonder if he can get on with the season without the drama. Here at Side Podcast House, we're getting a little bit concerned about Trulli.
Oh, only just a tad.
One minute he's completely depressed about the championship being over before it's begun. Mm. Then he's saying Toyota might stand a chance at fighting near the top.
Yay!
Now he's saying no one will be on the podium except Ferrari and McLaren.
Right.
What is going on?
Who let him decide the championship?
And now it's time to take a look at the teams.
So, based on last year's success and the fact they've got the biggest budget in the pit lane, presumably, they'll be the Constructors' Champions again this year.
I'm letting go. He'll be quite embarrassing if he doesn't manage to get 6 tenths, but he did say that he doesn't think they'll be getting any wins this year. No pretension. What can we say? They haven't launched yet.
Nope.
They may never do so. Welcome to the first ever F1 Digest. This is a new series bringing you coverage of the race weekend throughout the race weekend.
I do have to say though, despite how good the racing was, slightly shocked at the look of Honda's attire.
We have had quite a few comments about the green
shorts. My God. It's not just green though, is it? It's not like a dark green. It's not British racing green, is it? It's luminous freaking green. The purposelessness of the
summer. What a race to start with.
Good grief. That was amazing. I really enjoyed every single minute of that. It wasn't dull at all, was it?
I didn't enjoy every single minute. I was really liking it up until Bourdais.
Yeah,
it was like 3 laps from the end. I was just like, oh, gutted.
Yes.
Then okay. I was just upset after that.
Fair enough. But I just thought it was intense from beginning to end. Unbelievable.
Frank is right to put his faith in Nico, though. First podium.
He did a really good job, didn't he? Had a very good race. Although, podium etiquette left a lot to be desired.
Yeah, he did leave his hat on during the national anthem.
Yeah, he should know better than that. Although, it's first time.
Yeah.
Can forgive him.
We're not reading the names out anymore because people aren't taking it seriously.
What's happened now?
Who caused their team rubber baby buggy bumpers?
You know what my favourite bit of the whole session was?
Watching Bourdais?
Funnily enough, no, it wasn't.
No, that was me.
I thought it was cool to hear Ross Brawn's voice on the radio, because obviously in the past, where Ferrari had encrypted all their radio traffic, you never got to hear him. Actually, it was quite enjoyable. There wasn't much to analyse afterwards, though. It didn't require too much thought. Basically, it was straightforward, except for Massa. Really, my question is, how long is it going to last, and who's going to replace it? This moment's gone, but it was
mine to keep. I think the less said, the better.
Well, it could have far-reaching implications for F1, so we should at least address it, but we might have to be careful.
Okay, I can do this.
Right. Okay.
The News of the World are reporting that Max Mosley may have been caught with his trousers down, doing some bizarre things with some ladies of the night, mostly involving speaking German and recreating some events in history. How was that?
That's perfect. We're just reporting the fact that somebody is reporting something.
I was just messing when I said I didn't have any news this week.
You do have something to tell us.
Yes.
Yay, go on then, enlighten us all.
We got married.
We got married?
Mm.
You and I?
Yes.
Together?
Yes.
That's a bit peculiar, isn't it?
What's wrong with the McLaren, though?
Looks like they've lost that a little bit during the last test. A lot of teams made steps forward. They've not made such a big impression. Maybe this circuit isn't ideal for them, but Ron did say judge us on our performance in Spain. I judge them to be not very fast.
We saw the demise of Super Aguri.
Was that this season? That seems like a very long time ago.
Yeah. Firstly, they were refused entry in Turkey. The transporters and the motorhome were not allowed into the paddock. Someone told FOM that they wouldn't be racing. Well, nothing is all I'll do and it's all I'll ever be. We've discovered a new service called Dropio, haven't we?
I think it's a new service. I haven't heard many people talking about it, but it is pretty damn groovy.
Well, it's new to us anyway, and basically what it is, anyone and everyone can post to this site. We're putting up pictures, screenshots, videos. I've decided that Canada is my new favourite racetrack.
Two races ago, Turkey was your favourite racetrack.
Yeah.
And what happened this week?
Marmot.
Right.
First of all, I'd like to start off with a good congratulations off to Robert Kubica, Nick Heidfeld, and the whole BMW Sauber gang.
It's refreshing to see all these different people in the press conference.
It was,
because
wasn't it? Yeah.
We're so used to seeing like Raikkonen's monotone and Hamilton with his starch white collars,
yes,
and stuff. And now we see these other people and how they react.
Yeah, that's very
it's
good.
Fascinating.
And it's also nice to see DC on the podium without a Superman suit.
Oh yeah, that's always good. I don't know you, not sure I want to, you're far away. David Coulthard and Sebastian Bourdais are turning up with their cars before the actual Bull Festival thing starts.
Yeah, because that goes on for a whole week.
Yeah, and they're going to chase people in their cars.
They're going to chase people in their Formula One cars.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a bit of a one-sided battle.
Because he hurt his neck, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a sporting-related injury, did he not?
He hurt his neck in a lift.
Sneezing.
We kind of ended up finding ourselves in the garage with the Renault crew, and they were showing us bits and bobs of the parts.
And we met a listener.
We met Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very good performance by Mark. I wasn't expecting him to get quite that high up. He's been fast all weekend throughout the three practice sessions, but I was still thinking probably sixth or seventh. So second's a very good result. Just hoping he gets off the line okay tomorrow.
The thing is, I didn't realise until I took the camera out of the bag, walked up to Jenson Button, took the lens cap off, which is rare for me, pressed the button and nothing happened.
Apparently, they want us to go away more often because it was a great race when she was in charge.
Too tired. Ain't gonna.
Just a little bit gutted, actually. I was hoping for better things from second as well. I think from what I read on Autosport, he basically bombed out on Beckett.
We're getting into this hospitality malarkey this year, aren't we? But it's nice to compare manufacturers to see what they offer, and I think Ford excelled themselves at Goodwood. When was the last time you sat in a comfy chair at Goodwood?
I know, and smoothies.
Free!
No, we were up the top of the hill waiting for them all, and they came last, and Alex kind of sputtered up the hill, got out of the car, got in the van, and went back down the hill, and they towed the Honda away.
The there's a blatant bias towards Ferrari, which has been, it's been there before the FIA was the FIA. It's when the CSI were running it. You'd exactly the same situation. I mean, Colin Chapman used to always complain when one of his Lotus innovations got banned that he was going to turn up at the next race and paint his car red.
Hello, this is Stuart from F1 Racing. As promised, this is the template for the Bob Compton Duros champagne announcement. It goes a little something like this. Champagne! I think I'm going to hyperventilate after that.
The podium was Vettel, Kovalainen and Kubica, who are all first-time winners this year.
Yes.
So a nice different podium. It was good to look at.
It's the time when you put your neck on the line, by the way, and yep. We will hold you to this. And when we do the season review in December...
We will reference it.
It will be the quote that gets used. So think very carefully
no before pressure.
You answer this question. One more time, the question for Scott.
Who's going to win the championship?
This would probably be a very predictable answer, but I'm going to say Hamilton.
Grr, why don't the FIA tell us who they're planning to win the world championship at the beginning of the season when they decide?
Oh, that's good too.
Oh, my Lord.
That's a good one.
This is the best game ever. Beginning calls us all one day. For anybody who didn't catch this, he performed a lethal manoeuvre after spinning the car just past the entrance of the pit lane.
It sparkled, is the best way to describe it. The lighting was so clear. Delighted with the Renault's win.
Hey guys, it is Junior. Good evening from Singapore. Just came from the racetrack. It was a great, great race. Hats off to the Singapore organisers. They really did everything well. There were a few minor hiccups in terms of moving the people around, and especially at the end of the day, but otherwise, it's a great lap. Everything went off without a hitch. I'm really impressed on my end.
Bourdais did say that it was, I mean, he basically said it was a lack of respect from Massa because, you know, you have to give room. If someone's yes. coming out of the pits, all right, they have to be aware of you. But at the same time, if there are two cars on the track, you've got to deal with it.
Yeah.
It was Sauber.
Oh, yes, Sauber.
Wow, that's incredible. That was a great end to the quiz. That was,
I think
he
made
impressive.
It all up in the last two rounds.
That was
yeah,
really,
it's
yeah.
brilliant. I redeemed myself.
No question about it. Well done.
The FIA has noted the press statement issued by the Ferrari Board of Directors. It seems that the Ferrari Board are misinformed.
Well, predictably, Coulthard didn't get that far. Lewis Hamilton, the new World Drivers' Champion, 2008. We have a new one.
To be honest, I think that he deserves it for that move on Fisichella alone. This is why we watch.
Yeah, this is sporting action.
This is why we put up with all that FIA madness.
Nonsense.
Because of this.
To everybody who's been on any show this series, all six of them, every one of you has been an amazing guest. We've had five amazing hosts and me, and it's been a fantastic thing to do in the end of the season, and hopefully we'll do some more of it next year.
And in the comments, Dan Brunel said, Formula One is now a sport where the tracks can't afford to hold a race, the teams can't afford to participate in it, and many fans can't go to a Grand Prix near them because almost all of them have been taken away. And Jordan Allen for great strategies week in, week out, all season long that saw him win the Sidepodcast Fantasy Races League. Whatever. I had good strategies too.
We have to thank every single person who's left us a comment this year. Everybody who's tuned in, everybody who's listened. It's been beyond belief in so many ways, and we can just only say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Ah! Damn, that was a hell of a season.